The days are evil, but this is not a time for discouragement. It is a time for strength and endurance. What does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about strength. The times are evil, and this is a time in particular where we need strength in adversity. What does the Bible say about it? And what is God's position? We have to appropriate what God says. That means we have to take possession of what God says about strength and trusting on Him. In Ephesians 3:16, we read, I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. It is God's will to strengthen you in your times of adversity, in your times of trouble. We all go through periods like that, but those are not times where we have to give up, where we have to walk away, where we have to conclude in our thought life that we are failures or that we don't have the strength to overcome or that things will never be different. No, God's position is this too will pass. Walk by faith and not by sight. The Holy Spirit says through Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. And so in the scripture, the Spirit said, My Lord shall provide all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Well, we just read Ephesians 3:16 that says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. That's your spirit man and your soul man. Who will do it? He will do it. The Lord Jesus Christ will do it. The Christian faith walk is not a faith walk of self-effort and performance. It is a self-effort of trusting on God and his leading and surrendering your life to him to let him live his life in you and through you. The whole idea is a changed life by an exchanged life. And if you understand that, that will give you the strength to persevere, not to give up, to understand that you are not alone in what you are walking through or what you are doing, that the Lord Jesus Christ indwells your spirit, man, when you become born again of his Spirit. He said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. And therefore, you are not doing this under your own strength and by your own means. That's why this verse in Ephesians 3:16 says that out of his glorious riches, Paul says, I pray he may strengthen you with power by his Spirit in your inner being, in your spirit man and in your soul man. Now, your soul man is your mind, will, and emotions. Your spirit man is your conscience and your intuition. And together, in the physical body, which the scripture says is the temple of the Holy Spirit, you find refuge and strength because Christ indwells your spirit man, your inner being. So scripture says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, Ephesians 3:16 has a greater depth of meaning, doesn't it? I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, his Spirit in your soul, man. When you became born again, you invited Christ into your heart. And when you invited Christ into your heart, he indwells your spirit, man, recreates it anew, regenerates it anew, sinless, because wherever Christ dwells or is in, there can be no sin. And he strengthens you in your spirit. For what purpose? To overcome. Why? 1 John tells us. Who is it that inherits the kingdom? He who overcomes. So Habakkuk in chapter 3, verse 19 of the Old Testament said, The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Who is your strength? The sovereign Lord, Father God, his Son, the Lord Christ Jesus, his Holy Spirit. Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Three manifestations of one Godhead. And what we understand from that is he is the source of our strength. Well, if he is the source of our strength, brothers and sisters, friends, let me tell you, you can overcome. God has his mind already made up. He is a personal God. He is involved in your life. Maybe you perceive, or maybe you feel, I should say, that you don't feel him involved, or you don't feel him present. But the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, when to you I seem the farthest away, then am I the nearest. So the Lord is our strength. So when we are in these difficult situations of life, we must ask the Lord to strengthen us. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock, it will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. Everyone who knocks, it will be opened unto him, the scripture says. And what do we ask for? Our needs. What are your needs? Right now, are your needs for strength in the inner man? Strength to overcome? Strength to work through circumstances or situations that are very trying, that are very burdensome, weighing you down? Troubles in which you don't see an end approaching? In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 to 31, we read, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." They will renew their strength, these verses say. He will increase your strength when you are weary. He will increase your power when you are weak. Even young people who grow tired and weary and young men who stumble and fall, he will renew their strength, the scripture says. How? In verse 31, it says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." How is it that you get your strength renewed? Hope in the Lord and in the power of His might. Then He gives a promise. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Those are promises of God. In those verses, Isaiah 40, verses 29 to 31, God gives promises, beginning with verse 31. He says, "Those," in the first promise, "those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." Psalm 28, verse 7 and 8, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." A shield is something that blocks off an adversary or an aggressor. And the scripture says, "My heart trusts in Him and He helps me." Trust is faith. Faith is on a person and His name is Christ Jesus. So how are we helped? By faith on Christ, trusting on Him. You see, it isn't enough to know the Word of God. You have to apply it. This is application of the Word. Let's look at Psalm 28 once more with verse 7 and 8. "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him and He helps me." There's the answer to how the Lord is your strength and your shield. By trusting on Him, and when we trust on Him, which is faith on Him, we discover that He is a shield, a deliverer, and He strengthens us, and He helps, the scripture says. "My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise Him." Then verse 8 says, "The Lord is the strength of His people, a fortress of salvation for His anointed one." Are you God's anointed one? Are you a born-again, spirit-filled Christian? If you are, you are God's anointed one. And what this is saying is that when you are, the Lord is not only your salvation, He is a fortress of your salvation, a place of refuge, a place that cannot be penetrated by the enemy. Oh my, if we could only get these truths into us and rebuke all doubt off of us, we walk in power. And so the psalmist continued his faith confessions in Psalm 22, verse 19, by saying, "But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me." Here he confessed, the Lord is his strength. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is my strength. And we overcome by giving Him permission to live His life in us and through us. And so, in Psalm 46, verse 1, the psalmist said, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Can I say it again? God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Not just a help in trouble, an ever-present help in trouble. Meaning what? When He is our refuge and our strength, and there is trouble, He does not leave the scene. He is ever-present to deal with it with us. And so, in Mark 12:30, we read, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." Don't give up. That's not God's way. He wants you to rely on Him. He wants you to take your strength from Him. He wants you to trust Him. He will see you through. And so in Ephesians 6:10, we read, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power." Feel weak? God will strengthen you. Get into the Word of God. The psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 28 said, "My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your Word." Get into the Scriptures. God will strengthen you. Then you will have a faith confession. Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." That's Christ. "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Miracles come in cans. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? I believe Christ is calling you to Him. The interest is the tug on the heart. The interest is the knock on the door that you're responding to. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and I knock. He who hears my voice," that's the tug on the heart to want to know Him. "He who hears my voice and opens the door and invites me in, I will come into him and fellowship with him." That's a promise. And then he says in the Gospel of John, "I will manifest myself to him." You'll get a direct experience of Jesus. So the Christian faith walk is self-proving. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He's doing the same things today that He was doing back then. Are you ready? He can change your life. There's no pit so deep that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. Pray this prayer aloud now with me, won't you, being willing to turn from your sins. The Lord Jesus Christ will do the rest.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior. and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.